Ready? Okay. All right. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm going to ask, or well, it is today, October 22nd. We're Water Master, and I'm going to ask Jeff to please do our invocation. We can stand, please.
Father in heaven, we are indeed grateful for the opportunity we have to sit together as Water Master for the Mojave Basin area. We are grateful for the responsibilities that we have, and we pray for thy guidance as we discuss the needs of the basin during this meeting. Help those who are traveling that they will be able to arrive at their destination. Bless the first responders as they are taken away from their families to help others, that they will be able to return to theirs without any problems. Bless our armed forces at home and abroad, that they will be protected and be able to return home to their families also. We pray as always for thy mindful care for our water needs here in the high desert. Help us to receive the precipitation that we need to sustain our lives and be able to provide the water that we need for those who live in our area. These things, Father, we ask in thy Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Okay, we'll call the meeting to order, Water Master, for October 22nd. And Jesse, if you could please do the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And Latrice, if we could have roll call, please.
Absolutely. Director Cox?
Present.
Director Limbaugh?
Here.
Director Page?
Here.
Director Ramirez?
Here.
Director West?
Present.
Chair Hoffman?
Here.
And Director Raleigh is absent. And we also have an attendance with us. We have our General Manager, Adnan Anatawi. We have our Legal Counsel, Lee Melkohaney. Online, we have our Water Master Engineer, Robert Wagner, and presenting staff, Jeff Roosh and David Sostad.
Thank you. And we'll move on to Item 3, which is approval of the agenda. Will we be doing that online or roll call? Or?
No, we're going to roll call vote just until our system's upgraded.
I'll make the motion.
I have a first and a second.
Director Cox?
Aye.
Director Limbaugh?
Yes.
Director Page?
Yes.
Director Ramirez?
Yes.
Director West? Yes. Chair Hoffman?
Yes. Thank you.
Yes.
And public participation. Do we have anybody for public participation?
Yes, we do. We have Jeff Gastra online, and he would like to address the board during this time.
Okay. Jeff, if you want to go ahead and start.
Okay. You don't want to read the rules and regulations? Hi, board. Just a couple quick things. You know, we were in court the other day, and I think I spoke at another meeting, TAC meeting, about opposing the change to the base years. And I just don't understand why we're in such a rush to do this when we've been using the base period years for, I don't know, 30 years. And the last few years, we've kind of, in Baja, I think Mr. Wagner has kind of averaged the new base, proposed base period and the old one. But the reason that I'm kind of, you know, hot on this issue is because it affects Baja by a larger percentage in the negative than any other base. In Este, it actually increases about 380 acre feet, which is 7.73% of production safe yield. In Oeste, it increased 1,922 acre feet or 71.9% of, you know, PSY. And then in Alto, it reduces it a little bit, 2,173 acre feet, to which is 3.43%. In Centro, it actually increases almost over 10,000 acre feet, 10,332, which is 39.35%. And in Baja, it reduces our use by 3,678 acre feet of production safe yield, which is 28.95%. So that's the reason that I'm kind of, you know, wondering why we're in such a rush. Why don't we worry about it next year or have some public hearings? I was at a meeting last night here in Newberry, and some of the people there are interested in participating because it affects Baja so drastically. The numbers that I just gave you were, I took off of Mr. Wagner's stuff that he's presented to the court, and also from workshops and water master meetings. So I'd asked Mr. Wagner at one point if he would confirm those numbers for me, and I never did get a reply. Anyways, that's, I just don't understand why we're in such a hurry. Why don't we just take some more time, postpone until the next water year's motion, not try to cram it in this year. Also, the meeting on Monday was in our local community church, and it was about the Cadiz water thing. And I think the Cadiz company actually has some good ideas, but boy, they got lots of ideas. Some of them probably won't work, but some of them may. I was impressed with how gung-ho they are. And there's a if there's a possibility of Baja or the lakes, my group buying water from Cadiz and to offset some of our pumping, that's a good idea. So don't know if it'll ever come to fruition, but I just wanted to update you that the community was interested, the lakes are interested, and we just need to know more information. So that's all I have for tonight. Thank you all. Have a good meeting.
Thank you very much, Jeff. And Jeff Roosh, or maybe Bob, you guys can get in contact with him or explain numbers, please, somehow.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, we'll move on to item number 5, which is administrative assessment rate analysis. We're having a workshop. Is that going to be Carrie handling?
Yeah,
that?
We'll have Carrie LeClaire is online to provide this workshop for us, really to start the conversation about adoption of a rate.
Thank you.
Yes, hi, thank you. Good evening. So we're bringing this once again to the board for a review of the administrative rate. And each year we've been doing this just to try and stay ahead of letting that fund go into any sort of deficit. So today's discussion is going to go ahead and look at the status of that administrative fund, as well as a potential future rate. There's a slight change from what we had projected last year, so we did want to go ahead and bring this back a little bit sooner than normal, just for any further discussions. So this evening, we will be reviewing the previous administrative rate analysis and the projections, the updated projections, and the proposed rates, as well as next steps. So first, I would like to do a quick refresher of what this graph reflects. The blue bars represent the total expenses that are year to year. The yellow area above that represents the portion where the expenses exceed the revenue, or which would be the deficit amount. The green line reflects the revenue if the rate were to remain at the $3.55 per acre foot. And the orange dashed line represents the revenue with the approved and estimated rates, which are shown above the bars. The rate in the reddish box that is being considered, that was considered for last January and was actually ended up being adopted. Yeah, sorry, I think, was there some changes there? Yeah, the $5.85 for water year 26-27. There we go. That rate was adopted last year. And at that time, we had discussed the rates beginning to level out and the increases would be less year to year, but still enough to cover the cost for that specific year. It was expected that the projected deficit would be around $60,000 for that two-year period, and MWA would carry that until Watermaster had enough funds in reserves to pay MWA back. We can go to the next slide, please. So we'll go ahead and fast forward then to the updated projections and the analysis. So this is the same layout with the exception of dropping off one older year for fiscal year 21-22, but then adding a new year, fiscal year 2030-31. Sorry, that seems so far out, almost futuristic, but it's coming up really quick. So the area, though, in the bars highlighted in gray for fiscal year 27-28, which is for water year 26-27, is actually the next rate that will be considered coming up in January. Ideally, that rate will be applied and is to ensure that the costs are being covered, and in this case, it would be. Things that can impact the future rates are fluctuations in expenses like staffing levels, legal and engineering costs, as well as production levels. As you can see in fiscal year 2022-23, the expenses were lower, which was due to the Watermaster being short-staffed during that full fiscal year. In 23-24, the Watermaster was fully staffed for only half of the year, and legal costs were quite a bit lower than usual. The lower expenses in those years helped to pay down the prior year deficits that MWA was carrying. The incremental administrative rate assessment increases began in fiscal year 22-23 at a steeper rate to prevent that deficit from growing larger as years went on, but knowing that the rate would eventually level out. The rate increases initially began at an additional 55 cents per acre foot per year for a two-year period. The following 2 years, the rate increased at 50 cents per acre foot per year. In fiscal year 26-27, the rate that was proposed was $5.85, which had a lower rate of increase than prior years at 20 cents per acre foot. Last year, we anticipated the rate would begin to level out at only 3 cents per acre foot increase per year, beginning in fiscal year 27-28. However, the new analysis shows that a 20 cent per acre foot increase for an additional year, taking the rate to $6.05 per acre foot for fiscal year 27-28 will be needed to ensure the costs are being covered for that year. This increase is mainly driven by anticipated higher budgets for engineering and legal expenses, which both of these had kept their rates fairly low for quite a few years. So we are anticipating those rates to begin increasing. The future rates shown here are only estimates since we know pumping and the volatile costs are tough to anticipate. An analysis will continue to be completed each year to determine what the rate will need to be to ensure that the administrative expenses are covered and the fund does not go into a deficit. If you want to go ahead and go to the next slide. So today's, these are going to be next steps. Today's discussion was intended to only bring the analysis to the board since the future rates are different than what we usually anticipated. And then also ahead of any rate setting. So no further direction is needed this time. However, if there is anything further the board would like staff to look into, we would be happy to go ahead and do that before bringing the draft budget and the actual assessment rate for consideration. That next one, we would be bringing in the analysis again in January. February is when the budget and administrative rate discussion will actually happen, as well as being mailed out to all the producers. A public hearing to receive comments and adopt the budget and assessment rates will need to be done no later than May 1st each year. With that, I'm available for any questions or any direction that you would like to have staff look into a little further.
Thank you, Carrie. And do I have questions? Director Page. Director Cox.
Director Cox will ask all of this.
Okay.
Carrie, can you go back a couple of slides, or David? Okay, that slide's fine. So, Carrie, I don't quite understand the significance of the green line on there.
Well, during the analysis, we began increasing the rates. The administrative rate has stayed $3.55 for quite a few years. You know, now that we have started the incremental increases, we can go ahead and remove that from the analysis going forward.
I think I would. It's a historical data point that really is not relevant moving forward.
Sure. Yeah, thank you. I'll be happy to do that.
Thank you. That's all I had.
Director Limbaugh, nothing? Director West, Jesse, nothing. Okay. Well, thank you, Carrie. I think those are all of our questions. We'll look forward to seeing you in, what, January?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Have a great evening.
Thank you. You too. Okay, I will move on to consent calendar. Does anybody have anything on the consent calendar they have questions or wish to pull? If not, can I hear a motion?
So moved.
I have a first. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. I have a first and a second.
I apologize. I missed who moved the motion.
Limbaugh and West.
Thank you. Director Cox?
Aye.
Director Limbaugh?
Yes.
Director Page?
Yes.
Director Ramirez?
Yes.
Director West?
Yes.
Chair Hoffman?
Yes. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll move on to new business. Consider accepting a delinquent temporary transfer. I will assume I'm going over to Jeff for this.
Yes, please. Thank you, Madam Chair. There was one producer who misunderstood deadlines, had sickness in the family, and just kind of missed the deadlines for getting the transfer in. By the September meeting, we did get the transfer in by the end of the water year, and we put it on here as a discussion item just because it is a little bit outside of the norm. We've never processed a transfer post end of the water year for that same water year. We've done the analysis, and there isn't going to be any effect other than if it's not processed, the party will more than likely end up having a replacement obligation that he would be unable to cover. So our recommendation is that we process this transfer for the 24-25 water year, and we will leave that up to discussion. If you have any questions, feel free.
I have any questions regarding this?
It seems like the right thing to do. I'll make the motion.
Yes. I agree.
I'll second it, and I think it's the right thing to do.
Okay. Well, then we have no other further questions, and we have a first and a second.
Director Ramirez?
No questions.
No, you're going to vote?
Oh, yes.
Yes, for me. Sorry.
No worries. Director Page?
Yes.
Director Limbaugh?
Yes.
Director Cox?
Aye.
Director West?
Yes.
Chair Hoffman?
Yes. Okay, that passes. Thank you. Now we'll move on to 11 for executive officer reports. And we'll go to A, which is status of Mojave Water Agency's groundwater storage accounts by subarea. And David, you're up.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So the first report we have is the status of the groundwater. I'm sorry to ditto and echo that. As of September 30th, we have 238,037 acre feet in storage in all five subareas. 6,827 of that is from Alto in the inventory claim program. I don't want to go and read all the numbers, but anybody have any questions? Okay, moving on. The next is this is just one page out of several. This is just the title page for our transfer tracking table as of the end of the last Water Master meeting. This shows parties' final numbers as far as replacement, FPA and carryover, BAP. Red numbers are negative transferred out. Blue numbers are positive water transferred in. This gets posted. We'll post this to the website probably tomorrow morning for the transfers that happened tonight.
Okay.
Any questions? And that's all I have for executive officers' reports.
Okay. What about this quarterly investment report?
There is the quarterly investment report that was included in the packet. If you have any questions, okay. I'm sure Carrie would be happy to answer.
That. Questions? Okay. Thank you. 12 engineering reports.
So I talked to Bob earlier, and because he's not here, he asked me if I would just go through this real quickly. There's really not much change from last month's report that we showed you. We do have the last reading from the USGS that was taken the day before the government shutdown. So the readings are on here, and we have the information from VVWA, so that it's looking at about 1,100 acre foot will be our makeup obligation for the time that comes. In January, we will present the base flow determination. Depending on how quickly the government opens back up, we may be making that determination on preliminary data from the USGS, but they have approved through the beginning of July on the lower narrows flows. So that's actually a good sign. There's a much less of it for them to look at if they need to do that quickly when they come back from the shutdown. So anyway, we will have the projected makeup obligation and the estimated base flow to be adopted if at least preliminary at the January Water Master meeting. And that's all that we have, unless you have any questions.
Do you have any questions regarding that from any of our board? Okay, all right, thank you, Jeff. We'll move on to legal reports.
Nothing for open session.
Okay. Yeah, director's reports. Jesse?
None for me.
Kimberly? Nothing. Okay, I just have one, well, not a report. I have a question. And I think I asked it at, was it Water Master last time, or was it at the board about COPPO doing an update about the model? So is that still in the works? I see COPPO's online, so sorry, COPPO, but that kind of jogged my memory.
I mean, I can provide, yeah, I spoke to him recently about it, so he has plans in the works to describe where we're at. I don't actually know the exact timing, but it's on the radar, and the plan is either to do it we could probably do it at both a Water Master meeting as well as at a PREO committee.
Okay. Oh, yeah, it was engineering. That's what it was. Okay.
Yeah.
I forgot what meeting I asked for that. Okay, thank you. All right, well, with no other business to conduct, we will move into closed.
Yes, we're back and ready to go.
Yes. Okay, we are out of closed session, back into open session, and I'll refer over to legal.
The board in closed session did not take any reportable action.
Thank you very much. And with that, we are adjourned.
See you tomorrow.